Members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble playing the first movement of the string quintet in B-flat, Opus 87 of Felix Mendelssohn. That work, along with two others, one by Zoltán Kodály, the duo for violin and cello, and a string quartet by American composer Pierre Jalbert, will be on the program of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival's Winter Encore Concert tomorrow night at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College. You can find all the details at lccmf.org. Joining me right now is the artistic director of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival and no stranger to our studios here at VPR, Suvin Kim. And Suvin, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. It's great to be here in the afternoon. I've always been at VPR in the mornings, and so it's wonderful to be here with you.
Well, you have the Winter Encore tomorrow night, but you've been in Vermont already now for almost a week because you played this past weekend with the Burlington Chamber Orchestra to a packed house at the McCarthy Arts Center at St. Michael's College. And I was there, and it was so great to see a lot of young faces in the audience, a lot of very enthusiastic supporters of music. And you played beautifully. And have you played now all five of the Mozart concertos with the BCO?
We've done four of them, as well as the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola. So it's the second concerto, the number two in D major. That's the last one that we haven't done yet.
Yeah, are there plans to maybe do it in the future, or is under wraps?
No, all along there was sort of this idea that we would plow through all of the Mozarts, and it's amazing that we've almost gotten there. That was as you mentioned, it was a very special feeling in the hall on Saturday evening. It was really wonderful. One of those evenings where everybody feels it. Every musician felt it. Before the concert even began, there was such an anticipation, sort of a charged feeling in the air in the hall. And then partly because of that, the musicians will rise sort of to the occasion, and we all got really excited, and I think gave an even more intensely focused performance, I would say. And then the audience gets more out of it as well. So it was a wonderful sign of how things have sort of developed with the BCO. And I think in our musical community, especially kicking off this week where we have several concerts strung together in this sort of midwinter celebration.
Well, you've had some news recently that's amazing for your career. You're making a move to the New England Conservatory. Is that going to be also a life move as well? Are you completely relocating to Boston sometime soon?
Yeah, I will be moving to Boston. I will begin teaching there in September, and I have to finish out my current commitments, and so I will not leave New York until the summer, but then sometime over the summer, in between rehearsals at Marlborough, because I'll be at Marlborough Festival for most of the summer, but somewhere along the line I'll make a move up to Boston. So it will be a big shift, yes, in my life.
Well, tomorrow night is your focus right now. You've been rehearsing with the musicians that will be joining you for the Winter Encore of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival. Among them, the conductor from the Haydn Symphonies and the Burlington Chamber Orchestra concerts, Karina Kanalakis, who I spoke to last week, who's also a very fine violinist. You're going to be playing the Kodály duo for violin and cello. That's going to be you and Ed Aron, I assume.
Yes.
You'll be sitting out for the Pierre Jalbert Quartet.
Yes.
And then you're going to be playing viola.
Right.
Second viola in the Mendelssohn Quintet. How often do you play viola?
Very rarely. This is my Lake Champlain viola debut, for sure. Except, actually, that's not totally true. I played David Ludwig wrote a piece called Flowers in the Desert for our very first festival in 2009 for viola, clarinet, and piano. But I think it was mostly pizzicato that I played, so that was less pressure. But viola, a lot of people will say, oh, violinists, really good violinists make great violists. You just learn to read a different clef and stretch out your arms and your fingers a little longer and wider. But It is such a different aesthetic. It's a different sound world, different personality, a different voice. It's like a taking a soprano and saying, okay, suddenly now become a tenor or a baritone. And it doesn't quite work that way. Even if you lower your voice, it's a different personality. And some people take to that shift very well. And I feel like I'm a violinist. Whenever I go to viola, I feel like a fish out of water. But on the other hand, it is nice to have what's the greatest thing about it for me is the different role I play in the group. And it's sort of like role playing in a relationship or something. You just understand so much more now about what's going on the other side when you see the difficulties that the second violist confronts. It's a completely different world. Suddenly I have to sit next to the cellist and occasionally play bass notes with the cellist in unison, and there are all kinds of intonation problems, for example. And then bringing out melodies as a lower instrument is a totally different animal as well. When you're playing violin, you have a melodic line and you're on top of the group. And now you're trying to bring out lines from within the group, and actually it's much more difficult.
You know, you said something at the from the stage at the BCO concert on Saturday about how if it weren't for the Vermont Youth Orchestra, you might not be where you are today, or you very likely would not be where you are today. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, the composer Pierre Jalbert, whose string quartet is on the LCCMF program tomorrow night, I didn't know this until you mentioned it from the stage, but he's actually a VYO alum.
Yes.
How well do you know him? And tell us about this string quartet that we're going to hear that you won't be playing in, but you'll get to watch.
That's right. I don't know Pierre Jalbert very well. We didn't meet until a few years ago, within the last 5 years. And it's actually was in connection with the recording you're about to play of a piece he wrote for violin and piano for me to play for the final Lane series concert of outgoing director Jane Ambrose at that time. And it was a surprise present for her that was commissioned and called Wild Ambrosia. And so it was around the time of his writing the piece that I got to know Pierre for the first time after hearing his name and for years. And we had also corresponded by email. I would say some trademarks of it or some of the greatest qualities of his music that stand out are his ear for sound and texture, atmosphere, and the string quartet. What I heard them when I heard the group rehearsing last week in New York struck me as actually the greatest vehicle that I've heard Pierre use yet as a musical ensemble. I've heard violin and piano, I've heard orchestral, I've heard piano trio. I hadn't heard live in front of me. I'd heard on recordings, but I hadn't heard live in front of me a string quartet yet. And the sounds were mesmerizing. They were haunting, the way he was using pizzicatos and harmonics and sustained notes and the voicing of the quartet. Going along with that, there is a really great rhythmic drive, rhythmic energy in his fast music, and then actually the final ingredient in his compositions that I think makes it very potent is his sense of proportion. He has, and that's something so difficult, maybe the most difficult of all to teach, because that just comes down to just a taste and a sense of time. You know, how long does this phrase go, and when is too long, or this section, and how do the various parts of the piece, how are they proportioned to each other? And so his music ends up being so listenable. He makes it so easy for us to just enjoy it the very, very first time, very first listening.
Well, let's listen to the piece you played of his back in 2010 at the UVM Lane Series, Wild Ambrosia for violin and piano. Soovin Kim, my guest, joined by pianist whose name I almost always butcher, so I'll let you say it.
Oh, come on, Joe. Yeva Yokubavichiute.
You can see why I let him do it. Let's listen. Pierre Jalbert's Wild Ambrosia. He wrote on commission for the UVM Lane series upon the retirement of its former director, Jane Ambrose. And it was played there at the UVM Recital Hall in that live recording with violinist Suvin Kim and pianist Yeva Yokubovichute.
Very good.
I almost got it. It's going to be, you know, every classical announcer, I feel like, has their bugaboo, and that might be mine. My guest this hour is Suvin Kim, who, in addition to being a wonderful violinist, is also a great coach at pronouncing Lithuanian names. We've been talking about your concerts this week. You've already played one. You have two more on the way that you're involved in. All part of, though, this big week in music in the Burlington area. Multiple organizations coming together to celebrate historic events. The Burlington Chamber Orchestra may not have been a particularly historic event, but it was certainly a wonderful musical one. The Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival, of course, you've just celebrated 5 years. So that's a big milestone. Congratulations on that,
Thank you.
The Vermont Symphony Orchestra, celebrating 20 years of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra Chorus, and the final concerts conducted by Robert DeCormier on Saturday in Burlington. And then, of course, you're still involved with the Vermont Youth Orchestra, at least tangentially, playing some works for violin and orchestra with them this weekend. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that program coming up on Sunday.
On Sunday, the program will open with an orchestral work by Pierre Jalbert, and then I will join them for the violin concerto by an even younger composer than Pierre, Kevin Putz, and it's great to have the two of them on that same program. They are truly two of the most important younger American composers on the scene today. Kevin Putz is on the faculty of the Peabody Institute in Baltimore along with me. I think he may have won the Pulitzer Prize, actually, just within the last few years for composition. And has already long, since he was quite young, been a very, very talented composer. This is the first work of his that I'm going to be performing. I've heard many of his works, but this is the first time I'm performing something. Conductor of the Vermont Youth Orchestra, Jeff DeMoto, asked me if I would be interested in playing this because he heard the premiere a few years ago, and I was more than happy to learn it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then the program will close with another one of the great 19th century virtuoso performer composers. Pianist Franz Liszt, and it's going to be Franz Liszt's symphonic poem, tone poem, Les Preludes, and that will be, as some of our listeners who are Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival fans,
I was just about to say,
I'm a big Liszt fan. I love Liszt. We had some Liszt done last summer, and
Was it Les Preludes last summer, or was it one of the other symphonic poems that you played in that it was a piano trio arrangement on one of the programs?
Oh, yes. It was an arrangement
was Orpheus.
Of Orpheus.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. The beautiful, beautiful, another symphonic poem. Les Preludes is quite bombastic and glorious, and perhaps... If a piece of music could be self-serving, then Les Preludes is sort of self-serving. But it has very special meaning for me because this is the piece that would close every summer at Interlaken, the National Music Camp
really?
In Interlaken, Michigan. It was the tradition. I'm not sure if it's still the tradition today, but I assume it is because it was for the first... by the time I was there, it was already the first 75 years or so. Every summer closed with Les Preludes.
That's interesting. That's something you wouldn't necessarily expect to be.
I don't know actually where the tradition arose from. I just accepted it as one of the students. I was there for two summers, but it was a very special moment in all of our lives of all of the kids that are there, because it sort of signifies the wrapping up of that whole experience, very intense musical experience at Interlaken. So the Les Preludes, what they would do is they would combine all of the orchestras and all of the bands and all of the choruses, and we would end up with this I think it was around 600 piece orchestra with full chorus behind it, you know, six or eight harps out in front. And then the dancers were choreographed in front of the orchestra and also on the roof of the, they called it the bowl. It was sort of a, it was a place like the Hollywood Bowl, sort of an outdoor theater. Yeah, it's an incredible spectacle. You can imagine the sheer sound.
That this sounds that like something that would make Andre Rieu blush.
Maybe. It was. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, when you if you actually heard it from the outside, it must have been maybe to some people impressive, to other people just absurd. But for those of us who are playing, absolutely unforgettable.
I'm sure.
And the emotion was so magnified. And so for me, I'm really excited to hear the piece. And probably I'll just join in the orchestra, actually, after the Sarasate.
Well, it sounds like the part's probably pretty well ingrained. Your violin yeah. part's probably easy to pull that out of the memory bank. Well, thanks for being here today. Such a full week of music. It's probably pretty rare that you're around these parts for such an extended length of time these days.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's really nice to be able to spend this entire week and a half here at one stretch.
Well, you have, as we just talked about, those Vermont Youth Orchestra, the Vermont Youth Orchestra concert this Sunday. But in the more immediate future, tomorrow night, the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival's Winter Encore with Pierre Jalbert, Sultan Kodai, and the beautiful Mendelssohn B-flat Quintet, which is a true encore because that's how you closed last summer's festival. You'll have different personnel, but the same piece, and you playing viola, as
that's
we mentioned
right.
previously. Thank you for coming, and good luck with rehearsing and everything else. Have fun. Stay warm. Let's go out here with the final movement, the fourth movement of the Mendelssohn Quintet, played by members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble.